Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting 6th. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Repass. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary misplays the ball. That's an error on Clary. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Pofahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Boudreaux goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Repass fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass strikes out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Early moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clary reaches second base with a double. Early scores. Pofahl moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Case reaches second base with a double. Pofahl scores. Clary scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hockett moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Eisenstadt covering, for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Early strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0 for 1 in the game. Repass hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Pofal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pofal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Case bunts towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Eisenstadt covering. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards center. Weatherly catches it and throws to home to double up Case. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Spence goes all the way around to score. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Mack reaches second base with a double. Boudreau goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Senators. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Buster Mills pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Clary scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Gromick now pitching. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0-for-2 in the game. Repass takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Clary reaches second base with a double. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl misplays the ball. That's an error on Pofahl. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Case picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Case. Hockett scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Heath moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Senators, 5. Bill Zuber now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields it and throws to home to get Fleming. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Otto Denning pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by early for a passed ball. Boudreau moves to third. Mac moves to second. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Zuber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Case goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 6, Senators, 6. Chubby Dean now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Al Evans pinch hits for Jake Early. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Repass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive towards the mound. Zuber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-5 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Dean moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dean moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clary scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dean scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Repass is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pofahl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.